Hello and welcome or welcome back. This is Kathy Liska with the Center for Coaching Certification. The significance of letters. And what are we talking about?
So often, as a professional, it's important to have credentials, and that means having letters after your name. In some environments, it almost becomes a necessity, and it's a big thing to list as many letters as you can after your name to demonstrate your education, your expertise, your skill in what you offer. So now bring that into coaching. And we've talked about, hey, do I even have to get trained or earn letters or anything else? So that's a separate conversation. What are the reasons that people want to earn those letters, the credentials as a coach? Most often, or biggest reason, if I may, is credibility. It demonstrates that you have knowledge and that you have skill. Think about it this way. Whatever professional you're going to hire, do you want to know they've been trained, that they have the knowledge? We're not going to hire a doctor who doesn't have the MD after their name. And we're not going to hire an attorney who doesn't have the credentials. And so it's a very, very important way of saying, yes, I care about my professionalism. I care about learning and enhancing and upgrading my skills in the trade. And I want you to know that I've done that. I've gone after the education. I've got the knowledge. I've got the skill set to do this kind of work. It's about the credibility. Another reason it's significant to coaches is accountability. It means when you earn a credential or a membership from the ICF, you're accountable to the code of ethics. It means you've done training that teaches the competencies, their standards for membership, their standards for the training you have to complete to earn membership, and there are standards for earning the credential. It's a clear demonstration of that. It's also that you are accountable to the code of ethics. There's an organizing body for that. Ironically, the ones that say, oh, you don't really have to get trained. It's like, really? And you're not going to have ethics and you're not going to be accountable to your code of ethics? That doesn't even begin to make sense. When we look at what's happening with the coaching profession, it, like all other professions before it, is going to either successfully self-regulate or it's going to be regulated by governments. The coaching profession really is moving towards self-regulation. And at the forefront of that is the International Coaching Federation. So earning that membership and that credential, in addition to the credibility, shows that, hey, yes, I'm accountable for a level of professionalism. A third reason for earning the credential is it's a demonstration of your commitment to quality. Earning a credential says, yes, I put in the time and the effort. And think about it this way. If somebody says, oh, I don't need to do that, my question is, does that mean they feel it's unimportant to learn and to continue to develop their skill set, their trade, their crafts? And that's amazing, right? Is that the kind of professional you want to work with? So earning a credential, maintaining that credential is a demonstration of your commitment to quality. It means you're committed to ongoing learning. Above and beyond that, a lot of people earn a credential because their customers want it. Increasingly, people are finding that when organizations hire a coach, they're requesting or requiring a credential, to the point where some coaches who have been working with people in an organization for years are now being told, no, we're only working with credentialed coaches, and they're losing their contracts because of it. So there's a lot of reasons for those letters after your name, the credibility, the accountability, the demonstration of quality and customer demand for it. Let's boil it down to what it means in terms of who you are as a coach. It means you yourself are committed to continuously upgrading your skill set, enhancing your services, ensuring the quality of what you do, and staying accountable to ethics and standards, really believing in them and buying into them. So, of course, it makes sense for us as coaches. And when somebody's looking for a coach, it's a very clear message to them that we care about what we do and we care about the service we're providing them. Now, what happens if somebody claims a credential that they don't have? Sometimes it gets noticed, sometimes it doesn't. When it does get noticed, for the person who claimed a credential they don't have, there's embarrassment, there's a loss of credibility, and potentially sanctions against them for claiming something they don't have. Now, what if that claim was a completely innocent mistake they didn't realize? Well, let's think about it this way. Let's say a driver from a country that normally drives on the left side of the road goes to a country where the driving is done on the right side of the road. And they drive on the right side of the road, totally innocent mistake. And then they have a head-on accident. Does it matter that the mistake was innocent, or are they still responsible? Ultimately, they're still responsible. And that is true for us as coaches as well. Making the mistake in terms of what the letters are, how we're presenting ourselves in terms of our credentials, innocence is not an excuse for that. If we're putting ourselves out there as a coach, we've got to be sure we know what claim we're making. It does matter. One of the things you may have noticed in recent times is ICF has gone to digital badging. So if somebody does have a credential, they have a digital badge for that credential. And the reason for that is exactly what we're talking about. It's preventing that mistake. It's preventing somebody claiming a credential that they don't have. So very, very important to be clear on what you've earned. Will your clients know if you made a mistake like this? Maybe. Sometimes, sometimes not. More and more, our clients investigating, checking out the coaches, verifying, yes. So increasingly, they are noticing. We all make mistakes. And the question is, when are you going to take the time to find out, hey, am I saying this wrong? Have I got this right? What letters have I earned? What am I putting out there in terms of my experience, my qualifications, my training? Some of the common mistakes that we've seen coaches make, they'll reverse the letters. And this is a really tough one. There are so many different training organizations, and a very common designation that's given out is called Certified Professional Coach. The International Coaching Federation has a credential that's called Professional Certified Coach. Okay, these are super close. You're talking flipping two words, which means in the credential, the letters, you're flipping two letters. So there is this mistake of people that earned what's called the CPC from a coach training school, calling it a PCC, which is a credential from the ICF, and completely different. And this is one of those huge mistakes. And we don't have that kind of option in terms of making that mistake. We've got to be clear on what we've earned and what it's called. And if you're not sure, check. So what is the difference? As an example, at the Center for Coaching Certification, the CPC, Certified Professional Coach, is a 30-hour training program. At the ICF, earning the PCC credential, entirely different ballgame. Earning the certified professional or the professional certified coach credential from the ICF means you have 125 hours of training. You're talking four times the training. It means you have 500 hours of experience as a coach that you've logged. You've worked with the mentor coach for 10 hours. You've submitted two recordings of your coaching, had them assessed and passed, taken and passed the coach knowledge assessment, the exam. So sometimes people say, well, I'm not sure if I'm a PCC. And the response to that is, if you're unsure whether or not you're a PCC, chances are you're not. Because to go through 125 hours of training, 500 hours logging, 500 hours of coaching experience, working with the mentor coach, submitting your recordings of yourself coaching, taking the exam, you're going to know you've earned that credential. So be crystal clear. What is the designation provided by the program you attended? CPC is what the Center for Coaching Certification gives you. PCC is a credential that the ICF gives you. Similarly, the second level of training at the Center for Coaching Certification is called the Certified Master Coach, CMC. The International Coaching Federation offers a credential called the Master Certified Coach. Completely different. So specifically, the CMC at the Center for Coaching Certification is a 35-hour training program. The CPC is actually a prerequisite for it. And when you take those two training programs, you've completed the hours of training that are required to join the ICF as a member. That's as far as that gets you with the ICF. If you want to earn a credential, there are additional requirements. Now, the Master Certified Coach credential that is given by the ICF says you must have your PCC credential first and hold it for 3 years. Above and beyond earning the PCC and holding it, to earn the MCC, you must have 200 hours of training, 2,500 hours of experience, logged experience as a coach, do the 10 hours of mentor coaching with an MCC coach, submit two recordings of yourself coaching that pass assessment at the MCC level, and pass the coach knowledge assessment. So once again, if you're unsure whether or not you have it, chances are you don't. As an FYI, there are fewer than 1,500 MCC coaches in the world, and there is obviously a huge difference between the CMC and the MCC. So what's an easy way to remember this? When you do a credential with the ICF, the unique letter is first. ACC, PCC, MCC. So it's AP or M followed by two Cs. At the Center for Coaching Certification, the training programs are the CPC, the CMC, the unique letters in the middle. Hopefully that helps you remember what the designation is. If you're ever unsure, simply look at your certificate. What are the words? What's the order of those words? And that'll tell you something. You'll know by looking at what you've done. Now, another common mistake that people make is they change what their designation is. They simply name themselves whatever they want to name themselves. For example, they take a certified professional coach program, and then they say, oh, I'm a certified life coach. And it's, oh, okay, where'd you go for that? It's not the same thing. So the schools that give these certifications have gone through a process for being accredited to give those designations, and there's standards behind it. To simply make up a designation doesn't make sense. It's inappropriate. It's a mistake. If you want to put yourself out there as a life coach, as an example, say, I'm a certified professional coach that specializes in life coaching, and you can add it as your niche. You're actually better off getting even more specific. I'm a certified professional coach working with clients on relationships or on relocating or on family or whatever it is you want to specialize in. The same is true, whatever type of coaching you want to be. If you go on and earn the certified master coach, then you say, I'm a certified master coach specializing in working with executives. That is different than calling yourself a certified executive coach. Now, we often get asked, we do have the certified coach specialist program. And when you take that class, you're choosing a designation. So we give you the opportunity with that program, and we do have the approval on it, where you can call yourself a certified life coach specialist, a certified executive coach specialist, a certified business coach specialist, a certified career coach specialist, or a certified wellness coach specialist. So if you want a designation that cites that, as you move forward on your coaching journey, you're going to have that opportunity. It is available to you. The significance of letters is your credibility, your accountability, your demonstration of your commitment to quality. And that speaks to your customers. It tells them what you offer, and for many, that you meet their standards in terms of what they're looking for. Be clear on what initials, what letters you have earned, and state them accurately. Have a wonderful week. I'm Kathy at the Center for Coaching Certification. Come visit us at www.coachcert.com.